Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
It's our spotlight on Elk Grove Village, and guess who's on the line here? Mike Palin, the owner, proprietor of Microphone Brewery. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So I'm looking at the names of all the beers on your menu, and I would say it looks like you guys don't have any fun out there. Are you kidding? Look at these. Brittany, Spirulina, you got the Misty Mountain Hop, Smash Burgers in the Mouth, Things We Don't Say. I mean, it's so very creative what you're doing there. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of fun. It's kind of the soundtrack to our lives brought through beer, so we're having a blast.
What's the number one your favorite if you could do that? Is that like picking your favorite child?
Yeah, that's really hard. But, I mean, I think there's some beers that become staple for us. So Smells Like Bean Spirit, obviously a play on Nirvana's song, Smells Like Teen Spirit, has really become a brand that people gravitated toward. But, you know, it kind of ranges all through the spectrum of, you know, classic songs like Misty Mountain Hop to new age stuff that's just coming out right now. And I think we found a good consumer base through the different brands that we represent.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it just makes you want to try it. I mean, look, you do bingo nights. You've got all kinds of fun stuff going on. And I'm looking here. What are these? These are slushies? You have frozen slushies.
So we actually have a couple different machines. We have a slushy machine. So what we'll do is we'll take our beer and we'll add some sugar to it and then have it run through the slushy machine and pour you a nice little slushy. Or last summer, we were introduced to a company called Below Zero. And they make a patented gel that'll turn our beer into ice cream. So we have two different ice cream machines here. Yeah, it's wild. And we were one of the first breweries ever to debut this machine. And literally, we'll serve it in a cone or a dish, and it tastes just like the beer, but in ice cream format.
Oh my gosh, that sounds delish! Brew cones, you call them, and you've got a machine that turns your beer into ice cream. Can you pick whatever beer you want, or how does that work? Is it select beers?
It's like beer, so it takes a little bit of a process on our end to kind of build the base beer with the gel and then freeze it. But, you know, we have two different flavors on. A lot of the times are fruited Berliners or kind of our funky pie series or stuff that has kind of either the fruit or things that you would think of as dessert are the perfect blends that go into those ice cream machines.
They look so good. It's just like it looks like a little traditional swirl ice cream on a cone there. Worth checking out if you head out that way. Hey, you've got an interesting backstory. Your dad was working at Miller Brewing Company in Milwaukee, and then I guess you were exposed to the brewing process. Fast forward to how long ago you started your place in Elk Grove Village.
Yeah, so, you know, my dad worked at Miller as a steam fitter, not making beer, but it was kind of always around it. You know, you go down there and visit him at work, and you see the process and smell everything that was going on, and I went up to University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I took a class there that was botany, the evolution of plants and man, and actually allowed me to brew a beer for the class. And it kind of sparked my interest. I moved down to Chicago, and once we got a house, my wife and I had to turn the basement into a brewery and start doing a little hobby. And my background is all marketing and advertising and stuff like that. So knowing that, you know, making a home brew and just giving somebody an amber bottle would get lost, I concepted up the name of Microphone Brewing, got a logo and stuck the label on the bottle and handed it out to people. And next thing you know, people were like, hey, you make some good beer. How about you go at it pro? And wife and I decided to make the move and start Microphone Brewing as a legit company and no longer in our basement. And we found a home in Elk Grove Village, and right after that, it took off.
Been there ever since.
It's been crazy, the reception we got right off the bat. We got, you know, best new brewery. We got one of the best new breweries in the country. So it was pretty wild.
Congrats on your success, Mike. Quickly here, just a few seconds. Where are you located? People want to check you out and get one of those brew cones or one of your fantastic beers.
Yeah, we're in Elk Grove Village. Higgins and Lively, tucked back in the industrial park there. It's 121 Garlish Drive. If you know where the Lou Malnati's is in Elk Grove, just come back behind there, and that's where we're at.
Right there. All right, Mike, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for joining us here on WGN, and congrats again on your success.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
Mike Palin, cheers to you, too. It's a Microphone Brewery in Elk Grove Village.